Selfish Shelley, written by Stephen Grathland, illustrated by Deborah Cahill. Shelley was a good girl, but she was a little spoiled. She almost always got what she wanted. When she asked for shiny new toys, she got them. When she asked for a frisky little puppy, she got it. When she asked for stylish dresses, she got them. She thought she had a very happy childhood. On a sunny day in June, Matt had a party for the enjoyment of all the kids in his neighborhood. When the big day came, Shelley wore her sundress made of wispy yellowish fabric. She came late, so everyone had to wait for her before they could start playing games. Matt had a big tray of snacks. He had crunchy nuts, buttery popcorn, chips and cheesy dip, and sticky apple treats. "I don't like any of that stuff," Shelley said with a sniff. "I'd rather eat something more healthful." Matt was sad that he had not made Shelley happy. Salty snacks and warm sun made the kids thirsty. They went looking for icy cold refreshment, but Shelley had taken all the water down to the very last drop. "Well, I filled my bottle. I'm sure I will be thirsty later," she said. Later during the party, Shelley's friends crowded around the picnic table to solve a tricky puzzle. Shelley tried to squeeze in, but no one made room for her. Di even gave her an angry glance. Shelley sat down on the rocky ground. First, she felt grumpy, but then she began to think. "I acted childish and rude," Shelley admitted to herself. "My friends did not like the bad treatment I gave them. I wish I had been kinder. If I had, right now, I'd be having fun with them." Matt saw that she looked sad. He came to her side. "I have been selfish," Shelley told him. "I will try to think of others from now on." Matt stuck out his hand and helped her up. "You're still our friend," he said. "We can make room at the table for you." There was room, and Shelley did have fun. After that, she tried hard not to be so selfish.